Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us here in studio, we have Wyatt Starnes from the Coffeyville Chamber and, of course, our tourism director with Visit Coffeyville. Good morning, Wyatt. How's it going?
Morning, James. How are you? I see you quite often, but I feel like it feels like it's been ages since I've been in the studio with you.
I think it has been ages.
Oh, my goodness. If it's not a holiday that falls on my radio show or what, I don't know what it is, but it feels good. It feels like home, coming back home.
Yes.
To visit with you.
Absolutely.
I've got some fun updates to share today.
So where do you want to start?
Okay, so I'm going to start with one that's going to be happening here sooner than later so that everyone has time to prepare. For the listeners out there that attend the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, that is one of the biggest rodeos in our area. Happens every year. This year it'll be August 9th through the 15th. One-day sale. This is the cheapest price for the tickets. The one-day sale is June 26th, and they are $30. Now, it will include some kind of fees and stuff like that. I don't know exactly how much those are. But this gets you into all of the grandstand events. If you are wanting to attend the entire week of Fair and Rodeo, this is the time to buy a ticket. Literally, the next day, they jump up to $40. And then I believe in August, they jump to $50. So, now is the time to get a Fun Pass ticket. So, there's two ways to do it. You can go online to fairandrodeo.com, and you can purchase your tickets that way. They'll be available all day long. Or you can come into our office on Friday. We will have Hadley there selling tickets. Generally, we start selling around 9:30-ish, 10. So just know that she may be here at 9, and you may walk in at 9, but she may not be ready to sell a ticket until about 9:30, and we'll sell them until 5 o'clock. So.
And remind us what all events that gets you into for
so
the
that'll get you into both nights of the rodeo. It'll get you into the bull riding. I can't remember what the fourth one is, but
tractor pull.
I was gonna say, or there may. I was gonna say the derby or the tractor pull. Usually they kind of switch them up each year. So if you want to see the full lineup, I would check out fairandrodeo.com. They'll have it on there. But one day sales coming up, so that one's important. That's the best time to get a ticket. Another thing that I'm going to mention here, it's not quite ready yet, but just something to be on the lookout on, something I've been working on. So a couple months back, we partnered with Southeast Kansas Tourism to start putting together digital scavenger hunts or digital trails, if you will. This is something new that Visit Coffeyville hasn't quite done before, so we're excited to bring that about. I say that because it's summertime and we're out and about and we're doing things, so be on the lookout here soon. We should have some posts going up here in the next couple weeks mentioning maybe our first trail of many trails that we bring about. What's really interesting about this, too, is it kind of is a great thing for both residents and for visitors. So when someone new comes to town and they're looking for things to do, we can give them a QR code with all of the trails. They can pick the art trail and go look around at all of our murals. They could pick the Dalton Trail and go to all the different locations related to the Daltons. They could go on a history trail and find really cool pieces of history around town. And then, of course, we could even do a spin on it and be like, hey, here's a margarita trail, or here's a pasta trail, or you know, something like that. We could spin it in so many ways, so that lets them see the town in a new way. But also for us residents, sometimes it's fun and we forget that there are so many other things to do here. You kind of forget to be a tourist in your own town sometimes. And so having those there, we can utilize them as well and go around town. So we're working on our first one. It'll be an art trail that's kind of highlighting all of the new electric boxes along with the murals and everything. Just a full array of all of Coffeyville's art. So be on the lookout for that. That's been really fun to work on. As many of you know or may not know, the World Cup is happening as we speak, basically. They have their set dates that they're playing. But the reason I bring this up is we've been talking about this since forever, it feels like, and we are actually starting to see a trickle in of some visitors to our area. Just the other day, I didn't get to speak with them, so I can't tell you exactly where they're from, but we had four guys come in, all in different jerseys, from different parts of the world that were here. We've seen a huge uptick in our visitors just last week. We were all kind of looking at each other like, what in the world is going on? Oh, World Cup, that's what it is. So we're already seeing a lot of people coming in. They still have about 3 or 4 weeks, I believe, of games. Now, they won't all be right here in Kansas City. They kind of fluctuate around, especially as we're getting down to the championship. So keep that in mind. But it's really exciting seeing all those people coming in for the World Cup. You know, you wouldn't think that Coffeyville would be impacted by that, but we're 3 hours away from one of the major fields. So it's pretty cool to see that.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. It's exciting to see people coming in. Another fun thing that I want to mention, and this is something that we haven't ever really done before, and when I say we, I should clarify this is the Historical Society, not so much Visit Coffeyville, but we get to partner with them on this, so it's really exciting. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of Sunflower Summer, but it is a program put on by Kansas Tourism, and essentially each summer, Kansas residents in the kiddos' ages, pre-K all the way up through, I think, high school, if they're homeschooled, private, public, whatever it is, they get free access to participating museums, zoos, attractions across the state. This is the state's way of kind of encouraging our residents to be a tourist in your own state. Go see the other things that we have here in town, have in the state as well. And so we are really excited. The Dalton Defender Museum and the Brown Mansion are participating this year. This is so exciting. It was a bit of a process to try and get the application in, but we're really excited about it. I will tell you this, we are still in the learning phases of the whole thing ourselves, so we don't have tons of information at this point, but there will be some articles going out here soon letting everyone know. Essentially, the way it works is you download the Sunflower Summer app on your phone. If you don't have access to a phone, there are paper vouchers that the attractions can get you. And then you can also go to sunflowersummer.org. From there, you can see all of the participating attractions, whether it's just museums or in history, arts, you know, zoos, the whole nine. And then essentially from there, one adult can accompany one school-aged child, and they get free admission. And they get to go through these different attractions, so they get to learn all about the state basically for free. All you're paying for is to travel across the state. So it's really, really exciting. We're excited to have the Historical Society be represented during this. Because you get to teach so many new people about the history of Coffeyville. You know, we all know it because we see it every day, but those kids that don't have any clue that we invented an IC, or that we were the Daltons' last stand town, or history of the Browns, it's really cool to expose them to that. So we're really excited. I believe it starts July 9th and essentially runs for about 3 or 4 weeks. Now, I will say this is a program funded through Kansas Tourism, so once we've gotten close to funds, it could shorten how long we get to run for. It just depends. If everyone gets out and they're ready to go and see all kinds of things, it could go short. But if it's a slower moving, you know, other people have pre-made out obligations, it may be a longer extended amount of time. So be on the lookout. I will say this, here in the next 2 weeks, you will be seeing some stuff come out from the Brown Mansion and the Dalton Defender Museum, along with maybe some press releases and whatnot. So be on the lookout for that. If you're interested, or you know someone who might be interested, send them to sunflowersummer.org to get all of the full information on that. But we're really excited. This is awesome.
It's a benefit, you know, whether you want to stay here locally or do some traveling.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that, you know, in Southeast Kansas, we've got us, we've got Independence, I believe, that is a part of it, Parsons. So there's Chanute, I believe. So there's lots of areas, even within like 2 or 3 hours of us, that you can go to, make a day trip of it, and go see some really cool things that you may not have seen before. So
again, sunflowersummer.org has the full list there.
Correct. I want to say there are over 200 attractions listed. So there's lots of things to go to. So those are kind of all of my updates, but I do want to hit some important dates here. So we talked about the one-day sale this Friday. July 11th, which is 2 weekends away, is Summer Celebration. We are gearing up for our 10th Summer Celebration, but also celebrating America 250 during it. I know Gail has put in a lot of work. His entire crew that puts this on are really, really excited for this year. They want to make it a big year with the anniversaries that we've got. So we are excited to see what they have in store. I will say this biased. I think we have the best fireworks show in all of Southeast Kansas. So I'm just putting that out there. You can put quotations around what I said. I'll stand behind it. But we're excited about that one. That's an all-day event out at Walter Johnson Park. I believe they'll have like a 5K going on. There's a car show. There's the kiddie parade. And then, of course, vendors and fireworks and all that stuff, too. On July 25th, we have Vaude in the Ville, which is the annual fundraiser for the Midland Theater Foundation. This one is a really fun event because they do a vaudeville-style variety show. There's a lot of cool talent. Some sing, some dance, some do everything in between. It'll be at Spencer Rounds Theater on July 25th at 7 p.m. If you're interested in attending this, you can get tickets at the Coffeyville Chamber or online. Just go to the Midland Theater's Facebook page and click on the event Vaudeville, and the tickets are in there. And then the last thing I will mention, and I already mentioned it before, but I want to put it in your mind now, August 9th through the 15th, Interstate Fair and Rodeo. It's going to be a fun year. Their theme this year is like Stars and Stripes and Fair Nights or something like that. So it's kind of tied into the America 252. So it'll be a fun week. Fair's always a fun time, that's for sure. So make sure you get your tickets.
That's right.
And I think that's all I have right now.
Okay. Well, again, don't forget that one-day sale this Friday, and get them in person at the Chamber or online through 11:59. So if you forget, you can still get them online. But
yep,
you definitely want to make sure that you don't forget,
yep,
and just get them on
Talk
Friday.
Talk about like instant regret, immediately,
yeah,
jumping $10. So do it on the 26th.
I mean,
that's the day.
If you just go to a couple nights worth, you've already gotten your monies.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they'll have the individual tickets there, and yeah, it can be pricey if you just do it that way.
That's
I'm
right.
Telling you, the one day sale is the way to go,
and you don't have to wait in that huge long line, you know, at the box office there,
yep,
on,
oh,
the day,
gosh,
of, because
yes,
it's always just insane.
It is,
especially
it
on demo
is.
Derby night.
Oh my goodness, which is to me one of the funnest nights. I've always loved a demo derby.
Oh yeah,
so
it's gonna be great. Now we just need to work on the only thing that can make it better. We need to work on getting a combine demo derby. That would be. Have you ever seen that?
I have not
it
seen
is,
that.
You haven't lived until you've
anyone
seen
it. Anyone who's with the fair, if you're listening to,
yeah,
this, combine demo derby.
Yeah.
James said it first.
Then we need to work on that.
Okay.
I know it's, you know,
we'll mention it.
Not a ton of, you know, old combines sitting around that still run, but it's worth it.
I remember way back in the day, we had motocross, mm-hmm, or whatever they call it. And that one was always fun to go to. You'd get out there and they'd have these giant mounds of dirt and these guys just flipping and doing all these tricks. I liked those. So I haven't seen that in a long time.
They did it a couple years ago, but that was, remember when we had that storm come through? This was like 2-3 years ago. And so I never got to actually see it because they had to shut it down pretty quick.
If it's fair week, it's guaranteed to have a storm at,
oh,
some,
yeah,
point. So I'm like trying to differentiate what year that was, because every
it
year
was
not,
I think it was year before last, I'm pretty sure. When we had that, you know, it was
the scary
hail.
Scary,
yeah,
storm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I remember this.
Yeah. So but anyway, it's going to be a good time. But yeah, combo demo derby, the rule, the header has to come off. That's because otherwise they'd be out there all night. But
oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's the rule.
Okay.
That's how you do
so
it.
So James has volunteered to head the combine demo derby committee at the fair. Everyone heard it here.
that's the danger. So.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, Wyatt, we appreciate,
yeah,
you joining us. And always good to chat.
Good to chat with you.
All right. That's Wyatt Starnes here with our update from... Visit Coffeyville. I got to think of which entity it
what
is.
What hat I'm wearing
so,
today.
All right. And we'll look forward to another update here coming up very soon with Wyatt. So we have on the way right now some more open line coming at you. We have 65 degrees right now in Coffeyville.